Tape script 11. The Christmas Truce, 1914. Part 1.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, they're copping it down Railway Wood tonight.
No, no, not that. Listen. What is it? Singing, isn't it?
It's those Welsh bastards in the next trench.
That's Jerry, that is.
Yeah, it is Jerry. It's coming from over there.
Sing up, Jerry. Let's hear you.
Oh, nice, wasn't it?
Tommy! Hello, Tommy!
Hi. They heard us.
Hello?
Relic of Ida.
Hi.
Happy Christmas.
Oh.
Happy Christmas.
Hey, yeah, it's Christmas.
Part 2.
That scene from the West End musical of the 1960s, Oh, What a Lovely War, is a pretty accurate illustration of the kind of thing that happened in several places on the Western Front on that Christmas Eve of 1914. Listen to the account of someone who was actually there. Graham Williams, a rifleman with the London Rifle Brigade, was on sentry duty that night.
On the stroke of 11 o'clock, which by German time was midnight because they were now ahead of us, lights began to appear all along the German trenches, and then people started singing. They started singing Heilige Nacht, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, Silent Night. So I thought, well, it's extraordinary. And I woke up all the other chaps, and all the other sentries must have done the same thing, to come and see what was going on. And they sang this carol right through, and we responded with English Christmas carols, and they replied with German again. And we came to Come All Ye Faithful. They joined in singing that with us, and they're singing it in Latin, Adeste Fideles.
So by the time you got to that carol, both sides were singing the same carol together?
Both singing the same carol together. Then after that, one of the Germans called out, come over and see us, Tommy, come over and see us. So I could speak German pretty fluently in those days, so I called back, I said, no, you come over and see us. I said, nein, come to us, come and see Herr Fritz. And well, nobody did come that time, and eventually the lights all burnt out and quietened down and went on with the usual routine for the night. Next morning, I was asleep when I woke up. I found everyone was walking out into no man's land, meeting the Germans, talking to them, and it was a wonderful scene, couldn't believe it.
Further along the line, in the perfect weather, Private Harold Startin of the Old Contemptibles was enjoying that morning too. He couldn't speak any German, but that didn't stop him making friends.
We were Tommy to them, and they were all Fritz to us. If you'd met your brother, they couldn't have been more cordial towards you, or sharing their goodies with you. They were giving us cigars not as big as your arm, and tobacco.
Were you frightened at first? Were you suspicious at all? Because these were people
No.
that you'd been trained to hate, weren't they?
No, there was no hatred. We'd got no grudge against them. They'd got no grudge against us. See, we were the best of pals. Although we were there to kill one another, there were no two ways about that at all. They helped us bury our dead, and we've buried our dead with their dead. I've seen many a cross with a German name and number on, and a British name and number on, in death not divided.
Did you do other work during the truce as well? Was it just burying the dead, or were there other things you got
done? Oh, there were strengthening the trenches, borrowing their tools.
You actually borrowed German tools to strengthen
German
your trenches?
We borrowed German tools. They'd lend it you, they'd come and help you strengthen your defences against them.
Part 3.
Not only was the truce more extensive than anyone has realised before, it also lasted much longer than has been believed until now. In some areas, the war started up again on New Year's Day, but in the part of the line where Harold Startin was, the truce lasted a lot longer than that.
Ours went on for 6 weeks. You can read in the history books about Sir John French when he heard of it. He were all against it. But our truce went on for 6 weeks. The Wurttemberg regiment, they got relieved before we did, and they told us they thought it were the Prussian Guards going to relieve them, and if it was, we should hear 3 rifle shots at intervals. And if we only heard 3 shots, we should know it were the Prussian Guards that were opposite us then, and we'd got to keep down.
Because they would be fiercer than the Wurttembergers.
Yes.
Can you remember particular Germans that you spoke to? Over 6 weeks, you must have made friends.
I spoke to one. Otter comes from Stuttgart, as has been over to England to see me.
So you made friends during the truce and kept in touch after the war?
Made friends during the truce and friends after.
Part 4.
By early February 1915, the truce was over. 2 people, Malcolm Brown and Shirley Seaton, wrote a book about the Christmas truce, determined that this should be an event that should not be forgotten.
This was the first year of the first total war, a war which has become legendary for its viciousness and brutality. And we think it's really rather remarkable that in that war there occurred, beyond question, the greatest instance of friendship and fraternization between opposing warring forces. And though at the time that event disappeared over the horizon as the great battles of 1915, 16, 17 came on, now when one looks back on it, one can see that this was, as it were, the lighting of a light, shining light, the making of a gesture, the laying down of a first glimmer of protest against the concept that nations should be locked in massive and total war together.
Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Though it's hard to part, I know. I'd be tickled to death to go. Don't cry, don't sigh. There's a silver lining in the sky. Bonsoir, oh, thing, cheerio, chin